Can't You See? I'm Waiting Too Long. Hey, this is DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me. This is my radio show that I do once a week on Thursdays at noon on Radio Valencia. And it's an interesting show because I never know what I'm going to say until I say it. But I do know what I'm going to play because I make these, lists. And today I made this list last night. It's so much better when I do it just like the day before instead of pull a list out of the bag from something I'd done a while ago. So it's fresh in my head, and it's the way I'm feeling, and I think you guys are going to enjoy. We're going to do mostly 60s psych, a lot of garage bands from all over the place. Quite a few from California, but, all over the place, and a lot of things that were probably categorized as nuggets and pebbles and those kind of things, but not the ones right off the Nuggets album, because we've already done that on a previous show, and we've done a few shows like this, but this is going to be all different all the time. Just my favorite stuff. That's what I do. I just play my favorite stuff. That's kind of the nature of my show. I'm here to amuse myself. If other people enjoy it too, well, that's just great. That's just fine and dandy. But mostly, this is for my listening audience, both of you. It's the only radio station where I know all my listeners on a first-name basis. Both of you. Pat and Dave, are you listening today? This is live. This is not in the can. This is live. And yes, that is the Outsiders playing Time Won't Let Me behind me from Cleveland, Ohio. My friends from Cleveland joining in. But this next song we're going to hear is actually not even a garage rock. It's called Fuzz. It's by Fuzz. It's called I Love You for All Seasons. It's on the Parlophone label from 1971. Check it out. I do love you.
For so many reasons.
Okay, so that's what I do. A lot of times I play stuff while I talk over, and usually it's instrumentals. In this case, there's actually vocals, but that is Fuzz from 1971. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to play in the first six. This is what I do on my show. Here's the format. We break it up into six 20-minute blocks. Usually they have six songs each. And in between, I talk. I back announce. I forward announce. I talk some, tell some stories. I try to give some basic information about the most important things about the music you just heard. Possibly who's in the band or what label or what city or what year or all of the above. But I try not to make it just sound like the same all the time. So I mix it up. And I don't know what I'm going to say until I say it. That's the unique thing about my show. So anyway, let's just get right into it. The first six songs I'm going to play are all Nuggets type things, starting with the Floyd Dackel combo doing Dance Franny Dance, one of my all-time faves of that genre. But it's going to be Floyd Dackel and followed by Peanuts Wilson, The Grains of Sand, that's a Kim Fowley one, The Avengers, not the local punk band, which we love, Small Faces, their very first single, and then something called a band called The Flares, from, where were they from? I forgot. Okay, anyway, let's just get right into it, and don't blame me if you don't love this, because I'm doing everything I possibly can to make my show as great as I can every time. So let's start out with Floyd Dackel combo, and it goes like this.
Well, there's a good looking girl down the out of the swing. I'm a dance, friend, dance. She's alive for the party. I blew you away now. Dance, friend, dance. She's our little Queenie Princess of the USA. Dance, friend, dance. One time now. Dance, friend, dance. Dance, friend, dance. Come on now. Dance, friend, dance. Oh yeah, now. Dance, friend, dance. Keep on dancing, friend, dance.
on, boy.
Baby.
We're off and running. That's what we do here. I like to start the show off with six killers, no fillers, all in a row, all good. So we heard Floyd Dackel Combo doing Dance for Andy Dance, perhaps one of my all-time favorite garage rock tunes. Floyd Dackel's from Texas. He played guitar, later joined the Louis Prima Band. Little info for you, info. Courtesy of Wikipedia and DJ Barrister. After that, we heard Peanuts Wilson doing Cast Iron Arm. That's actually almost a rockabilly tune from 1957, produced by Norman Petty. But I take liberties, and it's not all garage rock today. We're going to mix it up a little bit. After that was Grains of Sand, G-R-A-I-N-D-S, doing Going Away Baby, produced by Kim Fowley. That was the first track on the first volume of Pebbles, which was a whole series of garage rock shit that came out after Nuggets paved the way. After that, we heard The Avengers, the original band, The Avengers from 1965, doing Be a Caveman, under 2 minutes. A lot of farfis on that one. And then we heard The Small Faces do their absolute very first single, called What You Gonna Do About It, and that was on the Decca label, 1965. I am giving a couple dates and a couple labels. Can't help myself. I just got to share the info. And after that was a band called The Flares doing I Found Out from 1965. Anyway, that was on the Landa label. Okay, so here we go. Behind me is the Ventures. I'm sorry, the Shadows doing The Rise and Fall of Flingle Blunt. And I love these instrumentals, and I love this surf stuff, and it's just great. It really sounds so good when I talk over it, and when I don't. But anyway. Okay, so the next batch of tunes, it goes something like this. We're going to play a newer one from 1993 called by the Celtics, The Human Beings from Cleveland, Ohio, Terry Knight and the Pack, The Rationals, a little bit of Hendrix, and a little bit of Noel Redding, Hendrix bass player, who I was lucky to have worked with. But anyway, yeah, it starts up in about 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, The Celtics, and she'll cry. We'll be right back. just heard a bunch of amazing stuff. And I'm going to tell you what it was. We started with a band from Texas. Oh, this is a recent one from 1993. It's only 30 years old. A band called the Celtics from Texas. Go figure. Called Anshul Cry. After that, we heard the Human Beans, B-E-I-N-Z, kind of like Heinz 57. Human Beans from Cleveland, Ohio, doing a Nobody Like Me. Cleveland, Ohio, my hometown. That's actually a cover of an Isley Brothers song. They did another cover on their album, too. Oh, yeah, they did Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix. Then we move a little to the west in the state of Michigan, and we had Terry Knight in the Pack from Flint, Michigan, doing Numbers. That was 1965. That was Don Brewer and Mark Farner, who later formed Grand Funk Railroad. Also in Michigan after that was the Rational, Scott Morgan's band from Ann Arbor. So all over the state of Michigan, those two songs. Rational's Did I Need You, more than anybody else ever needed anything before. After that, we did the Stooges, also from the state of Michigan. That would be Detroit. And they did Out on the Street, which sounded a whole lot to me like Space Truckin' by Deep Purple. I don't know which preceded what. By the way, Terry Knight and the Pack had some other killer songs, too, that I could have done. I Who Have Nothing and Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. But we're going to play the other version of I Who Have Nothing in the next bunch of songs we play next. And after the Rationals, we played, Jimi Hendrix. Remember him? He was good. Guitar player from Seattle, Washington. Jimi Hendrix off of Axis, Bold as Love. And then Noel Redding, Jimmy's bass player, doing an incredible cover, an instrumental version of the Easy Beat song, She's So Fine. Wow. That's what we just heard. You know, what can I say? I am DJ Barrister. This is Time Won't Let Me, and this is RadioValencia.fm, the transmission from the mission. And we're rocking and a rolling, mostly garage rock, but I take liberties. I throw in a little bit of R&B, I throw in a little bit of this and that, and just kind of keep things moving along, which we are. So in this next batch of songs we are going to hear, I'm just going to rattle them off. These are great ones. The New Colony 6, the Oxford Circle, Sons of Adam, the Vegetables, Quicksilver, and the Enfields. So don't go away as we head into the third segment of my two-hour show, which is repeated on Saturday night. But listen to this.
I confess to have a willingness and wanting for you. To have you here by me. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
20 minutes, we just heard six more killers. Killers, every one of them. The New Colony 6, Did I Confess, which they could have easily called a runaround baby. Someday, maybe. But that's one of my all-time faves. I really love the New Colony 6. They're technically from Chicago, Illinois. and they recorded that back in 1965. They were actually in the running to be the band on the TV show where the action is, but they lost out to Paul Revere and the Raiders. A little bit of trivia for you there. After that was the Oxford Circle from Davis, California. They were one of those psych bands that played at the Avalon Ballroom for the, you know, Family Dog and all that. Paul Whaley of Blue Cheer was the drummer. Paul Whaley was incredible. I worked with Blue Cheer, and I was really lucky to have been able to get to know the guys pretty well, especially Dickie Peterson. But Paul Whaley sat so low. I've never seen a drummer that sat as low as he did, and he literally played the drums over his head. And also in that band was also in the band Oxford Circle was Gary Yoder, who later formed the band CAC, K-A-K. I'm going to play a track by CAC later. After that was Sons of Adam doing Mr. You're a Better Man Than I from Baltimore, Maryland. Randy Holden, also from Blue Cheer, was in that band. Can you believe it? Blue Cheer's all over the thing today. And as I mentioned, too, the Terry Knight and the Pack had actually done that song, too. After Sons of Adam, we heard The Vegetables. That's V-E-J-T-A-B-A-L-E-S from Millbrae, California, another San Francisco psych band that people don't know about as well, but should. They did the song Anything. That was on Autumn Records, by the way. Incredible label. Started by Slime. And anyway, 1965, that was their first single by The Vegetables. After that was Quicksilver, before they became Quicksilver Messenger Service. And that was an outtake from their first album. That was something called Light Your Windows from the 1967 sessions. That's from the box set. Dino Valente on vocals, John Chipley on guitar. And then after that, we heard the Enfields from Wilmington, Delaware, doing I'm for Things to Do. I'm